Welcome. The Appropriations Subcommittee on Criminal and Civil Justice will now come to order. Haley, please call the roll.
Chair Perry?
Here.
Senator Wright?
Here.
Senator Baxley?
Here.
Senator Bracey? Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Here.
Senator Rodriguez?
Here.
Senator Torres?
Here.
Quorum is present. Senator Gaynor is excused from today's meeting. Please silence any electronic devices. If you wish to speak, please fill out an appearance form and give that to one of the sergeants, and we'll go from there. So we don't have a lot on the committee meeting today, but we're going to start with tab one. CS for SB 596, Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Councils by Senator Baxley. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Chairman. The regional councils were created in 2007 to provide legal representation to indigent persons that are constitutionally entitled to court-appointed counsel, but you run into conflict in the conflict of councils, and this formation has been a tremendous resolution, both better service to defendants as well as to the state's cost. They, to record, have saved over $400 million. 596 brings the Office of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Counsel into parity with the offices of the public defenders and other governmental entities in the following areas: witness coordination, electronic filing of court documents, security access to courthouses, procedure for setting classification and pay plan, access to confidential court and state records, limit of witness cost reimbursement, investigator death benefits, confidential motor vehicle registration, and criminal justice history access. Current law requires an existing regional council plus between two and five additional individuals be nominated for an open regional council position. This bill would lower that number of nominees in addition to the existing regional council that are required to be presented to the governor for a position at regional council to between zero and three nominees. And this is a bill that also waives an eight-hour guardianship education requirement for attorneys employed by an Office of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Counsel, and clarifies that the court must appoint the Office of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Counsel if the public defender has a conflict of interest in a case involving involuntary treatment of sexually violent predator or involuntary mental health treatment of a prisoner. That is the bill.
Members, any questions? Any questions? Seeing no. Appearance card, Candace Brower. Are you speaking or just waving in support? Thank you for being here. We're in debate. Any debate? See no debate. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to close on your bill.
Wave close.
Haley, please call the roll on CS for SB 596.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez? Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so CS for SB 596 is reported favorably. We're going to move into tab two. CS for SB 598, Public Records, Criminal Conflict, and Civil Regional Council Office by Senator Baxley. Senator Baxley, you're recognized to explain your bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. This is the public records matching bill to match the previous bill you just heard and voted on. Committee substitute for Senate Bill 598 is the public records exemption linked to CSSB 596. The bill exempts the records necessary to conceal that the owner or operator of a motor vehicle or vessel is an Office of Criminal Conflict and Civil Regional Counsel. These are just balancing the protections that we already provide for people that provide this service and can become targets in these volatile cases.
Questions? Any questions? Candace Brower waves in support. Thank you. Any debate, members? You recognize closing your bill?
Wave close.
Haley, please call the roll on CS for SB 598.
Senator Baxley?
Yes.
Senator Bracey? Senator Gaynor? Senator Pizzo?
Yes.
Senator Rodriguez?
Yes.
Senator Torres?
Yes.
Senator Wright?
Yes.
Chair Perry?
Yes, and by your vote, so CS for SB 598 is reported favorably. Those are the only two bills that we had up on our committee. We do have Senator Pizzo, point of personal privilege. You're recognized.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and thank you for the indulgence. Today with us is Ms. Tangela Sears. I've mentioned her a number of times before. I know Senator Perry has heard me in criminal justice in this committee. I'm just going to quickly, if you'll indulge me, just read a sentence characterizing who Ms. Sears is, and I think she might just want to say hello to the dais. For two decades, nobody has been a stronger or more consistent advocate in Miami's black community. Sears has fought tirelessly on issues such as HIV, education, and especially gun violence, developing a unique rapport with politicians and the vulnerable community they often struggled to reach. She has organized panels and conferences, appeared frequently in the media, and provided unceasing love and support to dozens of shooting victims and their families. And Ms. Tangela Sears, for a very long time, held a weekly meeting on Tuesdays at 6:30 at the Northside District of Miami-Dade County Police Department. And I know her all too well because many of those mothers of murdered children were cases that I personally investigated. And it's an honor to introduce her to you. And she's an incredible and invaluable resource and is known to be very candid and get to the point. But Ms. Sears, it's wonderful to have you.
Ms. Sears, you're recognized.
Want to leave you with today is the bill that deals with funding for assistant state attorneys. It's so unfair in South Florida the way our assistant state attorneys are paid. In South Florida, we match with LA. So the living expenses for prosecutors is really check to check. And so I'm here in support of these assistant state attorneys' salaries being increased. I know it's a little different in North Florida. I had a son that was here, that lived here, and his bills was totally different from bills in Miami. Some one-bedroom apartments may be $2,000. And we have to consider that these assistant state attorneys have student loans, outstanding student loans that have to be paid back. So as you move forward through this session, I'm just asking you to consider the assistant state attorneys in South Florida that's not paid, which is so unfair to victims like myself and so many other parents, children, aunts, uncles, grandparents that do not have that opportunity to get justice or to get the services that they need because of the overturn of workers. Every month and a half, you have a new worker on your case. So you're never able to get to the end or to get closure to these cases. Senator Pizzo is a former assistant state attorney, and he can tell you $40,000, $50,000 for our state attorneys and almost a $200,000 student loan. It just don't match. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming up. And I can tell you we've been meeting this committee and having conversations, just what you said, which is when the state has starting salaries across the state, certainly in where I live in Gainesville and North Central Florida, those are going to be drastically different on living cost of living. So we're looking at those. I know some agencies have some discretion on that, but we need to address that, and I thank you for coming and bringing that forward, and we are trying to address it. So thanks for coming. Is there any further business before the committee?
Yes. Chairman, I'd like to be recorded in the affirmative on Senate Bill 596, please.
Without objection, show that vote affirmative. Any other business? Senator Torres moves that we adjourn. Without objection, we adjourn.